Hello and welcome to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on GoGo.com. My name is Michael Kraut, and in this show we're going to discuss deploying Windows deployment services. Who am I? Well, I've been working in the industry for over 23 years. I've trained several branches of government, the military, including the United States Air Force, Marines, Navy, and the Army. If you have any questions, enter them in the GoGo box at the bottom of the video. If you want to learn more about me, then check out my GoGo profile. Let's get started. Windows deployment services is the replacement for RIS. And with the Windows Deployment Service, this is a graphical tool that does not need the Windows Automation Kit. The Windows Automation Kit is a utility that has like ImageX, it has scan state, load state, and it allows us to be able to push out the images, the WIM files. Now, the WDS has advantages because it's server-based solution. It supports deploying Windows Server 2008, Vista, Windows 2003, and Windows XP. Now, one of the things it does have is enhancements to TFT. When we look at the different comparison of Wake to Windows Deployment Services, well, Windows Deployment Services is a graphical user tool, it's automated Windows deployment, it's easy to use management console, and scripting capabilities using WDS util. Now, the Wake, on the other hand, there's no native framework, so there's no centralization involved at all. Manual configuration, so you have to do everything manually, and a manual deployment of images. So when we're looking at Windows deployment services, it's taking all of the tools that we have in Wake and it's rolling it all into one. And like I said, it's a replacement for RIS, which is remote installation services that we had in Windows 2003. Now, the advantages of WDS is a server-based solution. It's easier to centralize and manage all aspects of the deployment process. It reduces the complexity of the deployment process because you can do things automatically. WDS also supports deploying, like I said, Windows 7, Windows 2008, 2003, and XP. You need only one deployment infrastructure because what we're going to do is we're going to have the images, the boot images, and the install images. The boot images allows us to be able to boot a bare metal machine. And the install images is going to be all the files that we need for the actual installation. You only need, there's enhancements to TFTP, which that's a trivial file transfer protocol. And that's what's going to be used for bringing down the images. And it also supports multicast, which multicast makes it so that we don't have so much bandwidth being used. Now, when you look at the WDS infrastructure, there's actually two role services. See, the WDS, Windows Deployment Services, is a role server or server role that we're going to install from the server manager. But there's two role services that are involved with WDS. You have the deployment server, a transport server. And we also have some server components that we're going to have along with it, the client components and the management components. And that makes up the infrastructure. So again, the deployment server provides the functionality of WDS, Windows Deployment Services. Enables you to create and customize images, deploy images remotely to bare metal machines. Now, it does require that you have Active Directory domain services, also DNS and DHCP. Because what's going to happen is when we have that bare metal machine, we got to give an IP address so that we can put it onto the network, so that it can get the images from the WDS server. You also have the transport server. Now, the transport role service, though, is a subset of the functionality of WDS. It's a standalone. It does not require Active Directory domain services, DNS, or DHCP, and is used for advanced scenarios. Now, it requires special customization and is required to function as a deployment solution. We have the server components, which are located in the WDS, which are going to be the image repository. So the image repository is going to have the boot images and also the install images. When you go in to your sources on your DVD, you have your boot WIM. That's going to be your boot image. And then you have the install WIM, and that's going to be the installation images. We're also going to have a Pixie server. And a Pixie server, what this is this will respond to the NIC cards that are on a bare metal machine. So what it does is discovers the actual server and does the installation using the TFTP. Now, the network layer for multicasting is also parts of it in the server components. And we also have diagnostic components, which allows us to be able to get reporting on our actual images on what's going on in our environment. The client components is a graphical user interface that runs in the WinPE. Remember, the WinPE, what it is this is a command line utility that is going to allow us to be able to boot that bare metal machine, be able to use it to push the image out. We can also capture images after we've sys-prepped the image, generalized it, and put it onto another machine. And it also provides us with the image menu. And the image menu allows us to be able to select which image that we want to give it. Request images from the image repository on the WDS server. Now, the management console or components, we have the WDS console, which is underneath the administrative tools. And WDS util, that's the command line utility that you're going to be using. After you've installed the Windows deployment services, then what you have to do is you have to go through. That's the easy part. What you just go through the server manager and select the Windows deployment services. Then after you've installed it, you have to go through the initial configuration. And initial configuration is you're going to perform this through a wizard or the command line. And what you do is you create the image store. And that's going to be a system root remote install by default, which you should take this and put it onto a different LUN, a different set of disks. You could also put it onto a mount point. And the mount point will be connected to disk space. And so make it so you can keep it on a C drive, but mount the drive, mount the space to an empty folder, which is known as a mount point. You can configure an answer file for the server. And what this does is this will make it so that you can do an auto unattend, and also allows you to be able to configure the actual server with the name. Because when you put that DVD in, you run the actual installation program, what will happen is it's going to give you a random name. And so that random name is very hard to be able to work with. So what we can do is we can change it through the system image manager, and we can use it to deploy our images. The image store is created, and this consists of several folders to store the different types of images, which we have the boot image, we have the install image. Now, you can also do this through the command line. You can do it through the server manager. You can also do it through the command line. You create the image store. What you do is WDS util / and initialize - server, and the RIMPS path, which is a folder name. And then we can also configure an answer file. And you use WDS util /set-server/answer-clients all. And then if you're using DHCP on the same server, then what we need to do is we need to make it so that it's not listening to any ports that are on the actual DHCP server, but we need to option 60 to provide it with the ability of sending out the DHCP. So the IP address for the Pixie server. So one of the things that we're going to have to do during the initial configuration is you're going to add the images, and that's going to be located under the sources folder on the Windows Server 2008 DVD. The boot image is the small Windows image with the boot.wim. That uses the boot to computer. And then the install image is the Windows Server 2008 or Windows Vista or Windows 7. It's the install.wim. And you install the Windows on a destination machine. You can also, you can do this through the GUI, through the actual Windows deployment services, or you can also use WDS util to add the install images. And this would be an example if you're using a Windows deployment services on a core server. What you do is you WDS util /add image, the image file name, where the sources is coming from, install.wim, the image type, which is install, and the image group, which is going to be Windows 2008. And to add the boot image, what you're going to do is just do the same thing as you did before, WDS util, add image, the image file, the source files, and then it's going to be the boot.wim, and image type is a boot. Now, one of the things that you're going to do is you're also going to configure the boot menu. And what the boot menu does is allows us to be able to identify what is going to be the actual images that we're going to allow the client to select. And Windows Server 2008, Windows Vista, and Windows 7, we have what is known as a boot database. So we use what is known as boot configuration, BCD menu structure. Only displays if more than one WDS image. The maximum amount is going to be 13 images. There, you can edit the default.bcd with the BCD edit. And the path is going to be a remote install, remote infrastructure folder. One of the things, other things that we may need to do or we should do is the capture image. And what this is a special boot image. It's used to boot a master computer. So what we do is we sysprep the machine, generalize it, get rid of the SID, all the different things that are on that server. Then what we do is to configure the Windows, installing the applications, performing any other customizations, sysprep it, like I said. Then the wizard, what it does is captures the install image and saves it to a WIM file. And this WIM file will be able to be booted using the capture image. And that way we can send it out to our other machines. And then we have a discover image. If your machine is not Pixie enabled, then what we can do is we can use a discover image. And what that does is it's a boot image. You can use to deploy an image, install an image that is not Pixie enabled. Multiple WDS servers are present in the environment. And that's what we use, a discover image. So how do we deploy those images with WDS? Well, you have the client computers. They have to have at least 512 megs of RAM. Must have their own BIOS configured. Manual deployment, you must have at least amount of preparation. It is going to be a manual. The automatic deployment, you use a Windows SIM to create the answer file if you're going to require it. But you should really use the SIM because it's going to allow you to be able to change the actual name of the computer, and we'd be able to automate the whole installation. So what are the steps for deployment? What happens? The client broadcasts the DHCP's discover message. The DHCP offers an IP address. The client sends in the DHCP request message for the IP. The DHCP server responds with the DHCP acknowledgement. After that, then the client broadcasts a second DHCP for the Pixie server. And then from that point, what happens is the Pixie server responds with the server host name and the boot file name. The client uses a TFTP to download from the TFTP server. The boot file is downloaded. The client downloads the boot Windows Boot Manager. The client displays the boot loader menu. The boot image is downloaded from the server and loaded into memory. Windows PE is now running in the RAM disk and the image is applied. So that's pretty much it for Windows Deployment Services. You can see that it provides us with an environment that is going to allow us to be able to automate the installation. We can use the System Center Configuration Manager to allow us to be able to provide a no-touch environment. So I hope you've enjoyed today's presentation. If you have any questions or comments, please use the question comment box below. If you're interested in viewing my other shows, just search the GoGo Radio Archive for Michael Kraut. If there's a show you would like me to do, you can let me know by using the question and comment box. Thanks for your time. Remember to tune in to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on GoGo.com. As always, have a great day and bye-bye for now.